Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Good to have you here, by the way. Three big things you need to know about right now. Number one, got an Ann Arbor Autonomous Car Company looking to shake things up. We'll get to that. Number two, looks like Michigan will have a surplus of over $9 billion. Could that trigger a tax cut for you and me? Maybe. And number three, what about Debbie Stabenow? When it comes to Joe Biden's classified documents debacle. Well, Debbie Stabenow says that it is embarrassing. She says it is embarrassing what is going on with Joe Biden. Van, I want to go to bite number 13. Bite number 13, she was asked about it in the Sunday program yesterday, was Debbie Stabenow. So go to bite number 13. Let's hear it. Go.
He said what Donald Trump did was careless. Does he have to eat those words considering what happened with him?
Well, it's certainly embarrassing, right?
It's certainly embarrassing. But they keep trying to say, well, it's just a small number of documents. Chuck Todd asking her if she had to eat those words, said it was embarrassing. Because the thing is that Joe Biden took a 2x4 to Donald Trump when it was revealed the former president had documents. Apparently a fair number of documents in his possession. Well, it's certainly embarrassing, right? I mean, it's embarrassing that you would find a small number of documents, certainly not on purpose, she said, but they don't think it's the right thing, and they have been moving to correct it, working with the Department of Justice, working with everyone involved. And so, from my perspective, it's one of those moments that obviously they wish hadn't happened. Well, here's the thing, Senator. By the way, she just announced her retirement, of course, 2 years in advance, giving Democrats all the time in the world, all the runway they need to get a new candidate in place. But they continue to downplay this. Either having documents is a big deal or it's not. We are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced and the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of the mistake, said Richard Sauber, special counsel to Biden. Stabenow says that what she's most concerned about is that this is the kind of thing that the Republicans love. As if the Democrats didn't stand and applaud. Didn't stand and applaud the raid on Mar-a-Lago and everything else. They stood there, they celebrated. You know, so here's what Stabenow, this is the laughable part. Let's talk about investigations. Let's create chaos, Stabenow said for GOP Congress. They don't want to talk with us about how to move the country forward. I can tell you people in Michigan, they want folks that are going to work together, get things done, that care about their families and aren't interested in all of this. Just chaos and investigations, which is where the Republicans feel comfortable, unfortunately. She says this with a straight face. I've got some names for you. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi. Endless investigations of Donald Trump. These people are so two-faced and dishonest. I guess that's why they're politicians. It is troubling that classified documents have been improperly stored at the home of President Biden for at least 6 years. Think about how old these documents are, how long they've been floating around. 6 years. Who had access to them? Who looked at them? James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, the new chair of the House Oversight Committee, sent those questions to White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, demanding access to the visitor log for Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residence. And said the discrepancy between how Donald Trump has been treated and Joe Biden is ridiculous. Former Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said elsewhere on Meet the Press on Sunday that the key question for Special Counsel Hur will be whether Biden was aware of the classified documents. If I were conducting this investigation, I want to go right to the source and ask the president directly whether he was aware of those documents. The special counsel should evaluate the facts and the law, look at DOJ policies, and make a recommendation to the AG about whether or not prosecution is warranted, Rosenstein said. Then it's up to the attorney general whether or not to apply that policy. A former Trump administration official, Mark Short, on Meet the Press, said that he now thinks it's impossible for the Biden administration to prosecute Trump for his mishandling of classified documents. What Americans are frustrated about is the continuing double standard that they see from the Department of Justice. I don't see how they would continue forward with this. Noting that Biden's lawyers discovered the classified records in November and didn't disclose it. Why did they hold it? Why didn't anybody talk about it? Was it because the midterm elections and they didn't want to interfere with it? It's like the Biden administration decided the 12 days of Christmas weren't enough for Republicans. They want to keep it going for as long as they possibly can. By the way, not any place I'd want to be. It's rumored that Joe Biden was planning to announce his 2024 bid for re-election soon. But that could be a problem. Because of all these sets of documents found in four different places now. Is that what we're up to? Four, right? Though many Democratic and Republican strategists believe the classified document scandal won't play a major role in the 2024 run for office, some political insiders say it's not ideal. No, it's not ideal. It's never good when there's a special prosecutor appointed. It's definitely not a place I'd want to be as we try to put the pieces together of a re-election campaign. Said one Democratic strategist and veteran of presidential campaigns who said, I don't want to be ID'd. Another one, though, Kevin Walling, said he doesn't think the documents will affect Biden's decision to run for re-election at all. I think the president, from what I've seen and heard, has made up his mind to run. And clearly he knew that this was likely to be an issue when the documents were turned over last fall. He was down with his family in the Caribbean, and all indications are that he's running for office and that he plans to run hard and win. Joe Biden can't run hard anywhere. Joe Biden kind of trots a little bit and teeters out towards the helicopter, Marine One, or Air Force One, before he tumbles up and down the stairs. I mean, come on. Joe Biden has passed his expiration date by a lot. It's over. Yeah, it's over. So, you know, just keep that in mind. All right, coming up after the break, Katie Hyde will be here from Michigan News Source. My go-to now for all things Michigan news. What's hot? Well, we just talked about Debbie Stabenow. Of course, she's on her way out. She has retired or made it clear that she will retire at the end of her term, January of 25. Leaving the door wide open. What else is going on in Michigan news? Well, we're going to find out in a moment here. Don't forget to check out MichiganNewsSource.com. And don't forget to get your mouth guard from PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. It's a Michigan company. They're made in Gaylord, Michigan, by the way. That's right, Gaylord, Michigan. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. And you can save 10% by using the promo code CONCUSSION. By the way, it reduces concussions to just 0.26%, according to Michigan State and Wayne State. Just one hell of an invention that keeps kids and, well, everybody safe. Playing sports 8 to 80. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Concussion is your code. Go check it out. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town, having your classmates by your side, and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.